Now, the rest of the story. Lou was one of the roughest writers around. Lou's stuff was so lurid for those times that a pseudonym had to be used, a pen name, A.M. Barnard. A lot of people read those sensational stories. Passion and Punishment was one of them. Virginie Verens, Behind a Mask, A Marble Woman, Tales Full of Hot Fury and Sizzling Sensuality, but few knew the author was Lou. All sorts of popular publications sought to boost their readerships by printing A.M. Barnard stories, for they did indeed appeal to the darkest fantasies of men and women alike. One adventure tells of a wronged lover who plots an intricate retaliation. First, she seduces a teenage Cuban boy, turns him into her love slave, then parades him in front of the now married man who had abandoned her, and as that plot slithers forth through insults and erotic dances, the new wife falls in love with a Cuban teenager, whom the heroine's ex-lover then pushes off a cliff. Complicated indeed. And yet, so sordid that readers hardly cared. Lou's heroines tortured their lovers in the most devious ways, one by withholding sex, another through ingenious disguises. Some called it overkill, and yet Lou gave the readers what they seemed to want, visceral men and women so villainous that they transcended sex. Then one day Lou decided it was time to write the masterpiece of lasciviousness. A full-length novel laden with devilish pacts and mind manipulation and impotence and drugs, and the book was called A Modern Mephistopheles, 153 pages of psychosexual turbulence. It was about a struggling writer whose wife falls prey to his invalid mentor. The novel did not win the unilateral critical acclaim for which Lou had hoped. Not even after it was published 100 years ago in 1887 under Lou's real name. For what Lou never revealed to the reading public throughout the titillating tales of A.M. Barnard, nor on the original book cover of the malevolent Modern Mephistopheles, was the author's gender. You see, Lou was a woman. But readers might not have accepted then-termed blood and thunder stories from A.M. Barnard had they known the rest of the story, so Lou wrote under a pen name and succeeded as an inventor of violence and revenge and ruthlessness and illicit sex, even though as such literary history has completely forgotten her. She reveled in the lurid style. She came right out and said so, created a legion of wicked women in the process, and yet once she told a story of four wonderful women. And for that one story, she's been applauded by each generation since. Lou disdained it as a moral pep for the young, admitted that she never enjoyed writing it, and yet it's that for which the world loves and remembers her to this day. Not for the sex and the blood and the thunder she conceived in the closet, but for the warm, wonderful, tender tale of four sisters growing up in a small New England town. An unassuming opus that took a world of hearts by storm, called Little Women. And, of course, by now you know Lou as Louisa May Alcott. Only now you know the rest of the story.